Oh my goodness! Happy Wine Wednesday! Vero Beach and the surrounding area that I love and enjoy. Thank you for tuning in as we are at the halfway mark here in December. A long Already. December. Yeah. One of my favorite Counting Crow songs of all time. Just saying for the record. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostess. And though I'm missing two of my traditional partners in crime because they are prepping for holiday events, rightfully so, this is their busy season, I do have in the studio Miss Daisy Packer of Keep Indian River Beautiful. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
I always love doing shows in December because it allows you to do a recap of a really great year. Maybe highlight a few bullet points as well as reflect upon what was really great, what was not so great, what can we change? And then that's how we come up with our resolutions for the new year. And it's a really good circle that we have given ourselves as humans on a 12-month cycle. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's something to look forward to.
Yeah. It definitely helps look back to look forward.
That's right. Got to put it in perspective. Mm-hmm. What we are putting in our glass, though, is this jalapeno-infused wine.
It's
Haley, our wonderful producer, she found this for us since our sweet kitty at Blue Star, who would usually bring something semi-sweet, smooth, and bubbly. I'm just saying, kitty, if you're listening, we're really missing you right now, because right now I have something incredibly spicy.
It is very spicy.
Wow, this is a jalapeno-infused wine.
And they're not lying.
It's very spicy.
Just the odor. On the bouquet. Yeah, on the nose as well as in the finish.
Yeah.
You can definitely pick up. I think it smells stronger than what its taste profile actually is, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I might recommend this with a nacho.
Right?
A little gourmet nacho.
Yeah.
On the rocks, perhaps. Right. A splash of soda.
I was thinking like the chili pepper chocolate. I was like, oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be hot and sweet. No, it's just hot.
This will be one of those things that you probably want to make into a spritzer.
Right.
Yeah.
And drink lightly.
Yes.
Little sip. But that's okay. You know, really, the drink of choice at the holiday time is eggnog.
True. We should have had some of that.
We should have brought some eggnog. I had some at my disposal. Compliments of Filthies, which is going to be one of the featured spots in the upcoming eggnog article that I just completed. Ooh. It will be in the Your News Weekly the Wednesday before Christmas. And it gives you a little history of eggnog as well as some local hot spots and their twist on eggnog, whether it be in a drink form or even in a dessert.
Nice. Yeah, Filthies has been doing really well. They renovated everything just recently.
Yeah.
They're doing really well.
Really creative with their cocktails.
Yeah, the Bloody Marys.
Well, I'm there consistently on Sundays to participate in my Bloody Mary selection. But outside of the Bloody Marys, if you want a really interesting crafted cocktail, it sort of is the place to go.
It really is.
Because they do it and they travel a lot and take a lot of experiences and bring it back. In fact, one of the highlights of my tasting travels for this particular eggnog article was that they gave me a twist. They provided an eggnog, which was sensational, a slight hint of coconut in the finish, which sort of reminds you of a coquito, which is the Puerto Rican eggnog.
Oh, right. My mom just made some of that.
Did she?
Yes.
You good Irish household had a little coquito?
Yes, she did. She got it from a friend at work and
shared.
And
that's a good mom right there.
Yes.
That is nice of her. Did you like it?
I liked it a lot. I like the coconut.
Yeah, I do too.
I like everything coconut, so.
I do too.
Yeah.
Kitty at Blue Star, of course, one of our wonderful sponsors and perhaps the best soup chef that there is, makes some delicious Thai coconut lobster soup. You can't stop at one bite, folks. It's really good.
Sounds
really
amazing.
Good. But the drink that I was given at Filthies that really threw me for a curveball and kind of plays up this wine that we're sipping on right now was a adult hot chocolate, and it was cinnamon tequila.
Ooh.
With hot chocolate and some roasted marshmallows on top. But I didn't realize that I would enjoy a spiced tequila and chocolate nearly as much as I did, especially not being a fan of chocolate.
But it was really great. And outside the box.
Interesting. Yeah.
Outside of the box. I like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going for an experience, not just a overindulgence of cheer.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
But let's get back to the fact that we have Keep Indian River Beautiful in the house. It's been a great year. This is now your second full year as executive director for this local nonprofit that works quite closely with the county to assist in all efforts pertaining to beautification for Indian River County.
Yes.
Okay. If you would please, in a nutshell, describe to our listeners what Keep Indian River Beautiful means and what it does for our local area.
Well, we are, a lot of people consider us and connect us with recycling.
For a long time.
For a long time, yes. But the organization as a whole, as part of Keep America Beautiful and the affiliates in Florida, we are all, our focus is really all things community improvement. And recycling is, for our community, obviously a big piece because we've needed that piece and that assistance.
So
but
true. We've been lagging.
We have been lacking. But thankfully, we're in the right track. And
we sure are.
And the stream is moving forward. So we have that. But we also do the litter cleanups and the beautification projects, which are tree plantings, which we had in Sebastian. We planted 30 trees this year. And we're working with a couple of organizations like, I'm not sure if I can name them yet because we're not all confirmed on everything, but we're working with organizations on doing community gardens, and we're also starting to work with the county on habitat restoration and replanting after they've removed some of the invasive species like Brazilian pepper. So we're working on some of those projects and trying to get different types of grants in to our county so that way we can really do what the organization is fully capable of.
Right. And I know that there are some incredible efforts that go on. Not all of the affiliates under Keep America Beautiful, under Keep Florida Beautiful, are created equal. Some of them actually are part of municipalities, whereas others are nonprofits such as ours.
Right. And some are both.
And
go figure.
Bonus. We need to sign up for that program. You get better funding that way, folks. There's nothing to be sneezing at with that. However, not every Keep Blank Beautiful has a storefront.
Yeah, we are very unique in that case. I think there's maybe only one other location in New Mexico that I've heard of that actually has a store for the type of things that we do with the upcycling or recycling.
And in fact, that's the name of the store.
Upcycle It, yes.
Upcycle It.
Yes.
Located in the Indian River Mall.
I have been there.
Have you, Haley?
Yes, I've gotten a whole bunch of pins from there.
Yes, pins.
Some
yes.
great little treasures. I actually tapped into it for a bunch of buttons when I was constructing Charlie's pilot uniform.
Right, yeah.
Costume and all sorts of fun kitchen stuff, Christmas holiday stuff, and especially friendly for the teachers, art teachers, elementary teachers, middle schoolers.
Yes.
I mean, my goodness, there are all sorts of odds and ends that they can use for the various projects.
There's the stuff in the store, and then for the teachers, what a lot of people don't know is during our renovations, we actually pulled the freebie items for the teachers into the back. So that way the people weren't taking the freebie items as much so we could keep more for the teachers' projects.
Very nice.
So we pulled those into the back. So if the teachers come in, they have to tell us they're a teacher so we can bring them to the back and show them all the free good stuff that we've kept for them in the back.
Oh, that's valuable information.
Yeah, so we got that sneaky little spot back there just for them.
Most certainly. Yeah. What are some of the hot products, if you will, that are going out of the store? Because there are some clever, I like those wind chimes.
Oh, yes. The glass bottle. Wine bottle wind chimes. Of course
now
you would.
Now you see why I like it. It's very appropriate.
The wine bottles are hand-painted. So they have different environmental scenes on them, which is wonderful.
Really cool.
But they also, the artists who brought those in, it's a husband-wife team, and the artists who brought those in also brought in straight-out alcohol bottles that are wind chimes, too. And so those are a little bit cheaper price. Those are only $15 versus the $45 for the hand-painted art.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, like, Kahlua, Crown Royal. I mean, you can choose.
So for
which
the right person,
do.
Yes, if that's their drink of choice, could you ask for a better gift?
You're right.
It's like, I love you, and I want you to hear beautiful music being played out of your favorite bottle. That's a great holiday
it's
gift.
It's awesome.
Look at that. We're raising money, we're gifting, and if you need to ship it, you can tap into the valuable resource at Pack Mail Beachside.
Absolutely.
You like how that was played?
Fantastic transition.
Close. Thank you. It's subtle, it's relevant. In fact, if I may just indulge on that for a moment, this is going to be the final week of the Cell Phone for Soldiers / Military Moms box program. They're coming around to scoop them up, all of the boxes that were not picked up by customers and filled and then shipped in the flat rate shipping boxes to wherever they are stationed throughout the world. They will be stuffed here in Vero and dispersed afterwards with the calling cards that we get from the old cell phones. So again, if you have any old cell phones, you can drop it off at the Veterans Store, which is right next to Keep Indian River Beautiful in the mall.
It's the next store that's open, actually.
Right. It's right next door. Can't miss it. And some fun little tchotchkes in there, too, for the soldier in your life. But if you don't go out to that side of the county and perhaps Pack Mail Beachside over on the beach located at the intersection of Beachland and Mockingbird is easier. You can drop your cell phones off there as well as pick up those last minute boxes because it's always great for those brave men and women who are serving our country to get a little token of appreciation from us back home, including all sorts of fun cards from local elementary kids and all sorts of great things to let them know that we appreciate their service. It really is. It
gets
really
them through
is.
The holidays.
It sure does. As a matter of fact, that the shipping is extended hours this week still at Pack Mail, open till 6 o'clock, and even on Saturday until 4 p.m. If you mention the Vero Insider Show, you can get 10% off all of your holiday shipping for UPS or FedEx, which will ensure that it still gets there in time. There's only 7 shipping days left if you go ground.
Wow.
So it's important that you know that because no one likes paying the next day air price. I can promise you this.
Yes.
You will much prefer me.
Yeah, that price jumps really high.
It does. And so getting in ground is the way to really go. And plus, there's Rio Cocoa Coffee and fresh cookies. All day.
Treats.
It's a little incentive to come in. We're showing our appreciation as we just celebrated 26 years of shipping success there at the Pack Mail. And we'd be happy to ship those wonderful custom wine bottles at curb.
Absolutely.
And upcycle it.
Exactly.
Right?
And now you're going green all around.
Tell me about
it. Right?
We're making a big difference. It really has been a great year thus far. We're going to find out that there's some upcoming awards to be had for Keep Indian River Beautiful and lots more in store with all of our wonderful sponsors. You're listening to the Vero Insiders talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Please don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hey everybody, it's Kitty from Blue Star downtown, across from Pocahontas Park on 14th Avenue. Have you been to our new location? Maybe, maybe not. You should check it out. I've spent all summer redoing the interior. We switched from a rock and roll menu to a menu of some of the area's best jazz musicians nightly. And we've got a whole new fine dining menu featuring some of your favorite items like our Jumbo Diver sea scallops with the creamy orzo, hand-cut ribeye steaks, and our slow-braised 14-hour lamb shanks. It sounds great, doesn't it? You know you want it. Come join us soon.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
For unto us a son is given, unto us a Savior is born. Merry Christmas from Chad and Joey Colquitt and everyone at Colquitt Air Conditioning, keeping Indian River County cool and comfortable for the past 45 years.
The season bright. Take a ride on the quiet side. Pontoon tours available on Blue Cypress Lake, or rent a boat and go fishing. Merry Christmas from everyone at Middleton Fish Camp.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah from the staff and management of Beachland Cleaning Service. Our mission is simple: to provide quality, professional janitorial service to our commercial and residential clients, and we look forward to serving you in the Happy New Year.
Sorry, Santa, but there are no flights to the North Pole from Vero Beach. However, we do fly nonstop commercial jet service to the New York City area. Happy travels in the new year from the Vero Beach Regional Airport.
Oh, yes! Happy holidays! Merry Christmas, folks. Thanks for tuning in this wonderful Wine Wednesday. Love that alliteration, just saying.
Yeah.
I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, and I appreciate very much you tuning in to the Vero Insiders. You know, this show is made possible each and every week. In fact, we used to be 30 minutes, now we're a full hour, thanks to our amazing sponsors, one of which is Beverly McCormick of Lifestyle Concierge. She had a wonderful full-page article done up in Portfolio Magazine earlier this summer, and there's some great quotes that she provides. I want to read a little something to our listeners, especially going into this time of year where we start getting more winter guests that are looking to stay from the new year into early spring, or we have visitors coming and we want to juggle several things, but we're working right now, or there's just a lot on our plate. Lifestyle Concierge can step in and help us out. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach aspires to help people manage their lives and live more fully while enjoying the lifestyle that Vero Beach has to offer. And Beverly puts in here, and I quote, "Life is too short not to enjoy every sunrise and to make the most out of every day. It is my hope that I can take some of the burden away and help my clients as well as my friends do just that." And that really sums up quite well the fact that she's sort of like that Angie's List, one call, one stop shop,
get
sort
it
of
done.
Yeah.
The go-to woman.
Yeah. She really is. She does a great job of putting the right cleaning person, the right driver, the right personal chef, the right companionship with folks as they need it, whether it be temporarily or for a longer term. So Beverly McCormick, Lifestyle Concierge, she can even help you prepare for your upcoming holiday parties. And what she can't do if it's too big, she taps into Faye, our other co-host, Florals by Faye and the event firm International, who has done numerous nonprofit events this season already. Did you see some of those pictures from the soiree for the hibiscus?
I did. She showed me on her phone last week. They were so good.
She's so talented. And the nice part is if it's a big production, she can come to the rescue and help with not just the decor, but also the logistics of the programming, which might come in handy for like an upcoming awards ceremony.
Yeah, just
planting
thinking.
The seed, Daisy. But also just doing small centerpieces or bouquets for lower scale weddings. You know, perhaps you're not having hundreds of people and it's just a small, intimate little something, but you still want the right.
You want to be dying. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. So just think of that for your upcoming big day or events, Florals by Faye and Lifestyle Concierge to be able to help you with that. So we did just touch on the fact that Keep Indian River Beautiful is having an upcoming ceremony, an awards ceremony. It will be our second annual.
Yes.
I say ours quite affectionately because I sit on the board.
Yes.
Thankfully. I love it. I love this organization. I love what it brings to the table. I mean, let's face it. I work with a moving company. People don't want to move to a community if it doesn't have that curb appeal.
Exactly. Nice.
Play on curb.
Little pun.
You like that? Thank you. I'm so witty, and I haven't even been drinking. This is clever. I'm teasing. Truly, there's something to be said for the fact that when you have a clean, safe, beautiful community, more people want to move here. Henceforth, I stay gainfully employed with
Absolutely.
White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. See how this works? It's beautiful, folks. It's really beautiful when we support local businesses and nonprofits.
Yeah, and the other aspect to that is the ecotourism that's here. I mean, it drives of our economy.
And people come, they experience it, they fall
and then they
in
come
love,
back and
they're
stay.
Roped in.
Yep.
That's what
we want to do.
It's beautiful. And I sit on a number of different committees throughout the Treasure Coast into Brevard and Palm Beach counties for that matter. Our pricing for real estate and taxes. Mm-hmm. We got it going on.
Yeah.
It's considerably modest compared to some of the other areas.
Yeah. Especially compared, I've heard, and I'm not sure if the stat is still correct because it was a couple, it was from a census a couple years ago, but I heard that Vero Beach was the second highest per capita in the state of Florida, second to the Naples County.
That would make sense. Yeah. I know that I saw some recent statistics that put us in the top seven.
Okay.
But with that in mind, there's a certain level of common decency that comes with that. It's just a nice community. People wave to each other. We say hi. Mm-hmm. Right, Haley?
It's very friendly.
It's very friendly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Even though it could be, it isn't.
Yes. It very well, you know.
I sometimes tackle South Florida and I'm like, really? No one can wave? Is this too much?
South Florida.
No.
And everyone insists I'm wearing head to toe white and have blonde hair.
And then they just walk out in front of you while you're driving.
Yeah. What? Okay.
I grew up in Martin County. Yeah.
It's just slightly different from what we're used to up here. Yeah. So who are some of our winners from last year?
Oh, well, last year, well, first of all, we do our awards for people who support us as Keep Indian River Beautiful, but we also do public nominations. So we're looking for everyone to nominate people they know for our environmental awards.
And again, for those that are just tuning in, this is Daisy Packer, Executive Director of Keep Indian River Beautiful, who is going to talk to us a little bit about some of the awards that we are hoping to get nominations for.
Yes. So we need people to nominate people they know, businesses, schools,
groups,
Boy Scouts, groups, civic clubs, individuals are fine too. So you can, it could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be yourself if you really want to. Nobody knows who's nominating. We don't really, other than to invite you to the ceremony, we don't care who you nominate. We just want the nominations in.
Yes.
So, yes.
And then, of course, thereafter, they're properly vetted. So what are the categories in which people can try and put out nominations?
Well, we are, it's so hard to judge kids again. Like a company, because you expect a certain amount from a company and then the kids just give so much. So what we do is, instead of doing a litter award and a beautification award, you can do any of that. You could do anything green at all, anything environmental, habitat restoration or education, or you could be the person on the beach who's cleaning up every single day and it seems like it's never ending.
Especially down south. Did you hear of all the wine and everything that's
and the coffee,
floating up on
and
the shores?
Oh, yes.
I was chatting with a lady today. She found 20 bottles of Tums. I said, everyone's getting some in their stocking. That is happening, darn it. And she said, Anna, I walked out with bags of Franzia wine. I said, well, then you need to make a big batch of sangria and share with your neighbors.
Yeah, you need to come over to our radio station.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, share.
Participate in our holiday party.
Yeah.
Great holiday parties, by the way, at Blue Star. Just a little side note, folks. Yeah. Just a small side note. So the broad categories is anything environmental, recycling, litter,
Prevention,
education.
Yep. Conservation in general, going green. So like if a business is going above and beyond to really green up their process and procedures and like pack mail accepting recycled materials for reuse.
All those packing peanuts. Or White Glove even won large environmental company of the year last year.
So that's why we divided up. That's the awards
based on
by
size.
That. Right. Yes.
And people can get these nomination forms from your website, I presume?
Yes, they can. They're on our website. They're also in our store.
Oh, okay, great. Yes. And the website is?
KIRB.org. How hard is that?
It isn't. It really isn't. And of course, you can also find Keep Indian River Beautiful on Facebook.
Yes.
And track some of their stuff that they're doing. If you have children and they need to get volunteer hours in and participate in some hands-on projects,
we love that.
You need to call Daisy. Yes. She can put them to work.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. You know what's one of my favorite things, too, is after one of those big cleanups, I think I just wrote on my face, after one of those big cleanups is to go get foxified. You got to get your nails done after you do a beach cleanup or a park cleanup, folks. They're open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza. They even serve you a complimentary beverage, whether it be soda, wine, or margarita. What a bonus.
Nice.
Right? And you can visit all of our sponsors at theveroinsider.com. Check out some of our past shows. But we still have another 30 minutes to go. Don't go anywhere this wonderful Wine Wednesday.